We continue in Nefesh HaChaim, Sha'ar Gimel, Perek Bet. Omnam Pnimiyut Inyan Mekomo Shel Olam, Hu Inyan Gadol Meod. The Nefesh HaChaim says that although we explained in Perek Aleph why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Mekomo Shel Olam, the Makom, the place of the world, but the inner meaning of it is something that is very sublime. Ki ma shekinuhu yitbarach shemo mekomo shel olam en erech klal leinyan makom hanoseh kol chefetz haomed alav. If you remember, in Perik Aleph, the Nefesh HaChaim explained that the comparison to mekomo shel olam, why we say Hashem is called Hamakom, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu upholds the worlds. Just like a makom, a place, upholds that which is on top of it. Let's say we are on top of this makom that we are right now. In fact, the word makom is milashon kiyum. Zenoten kiyum. It allows for an existence. It maintains those who are on top of the makom. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekayem et haolam. That's why he's called mekomo shel olam. That we are all in him. In fact, the whole world, all the worlds are in him. He's not in the world. The world is in him. So he gives a kiyum to all the worlds. So the Nefesh HaChaim says, this comparison that we make, that just like a makom upholds that chefetz which is on top of the makom, so to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this mashal is very weak. He says, She'atzmut hitavut ve'kiyum ha'keli she'yesh la metziyut bifnei atzma. Because after all, a keli which is on top of a makom, the kli itself, the vessel itself, has an independent existence, even without the makom. V'hamakom rak matzelet ota shelo tipol v'tishaver. The place, the makom upon which the keli is situated, is only helping out that it should not fall and break. It has a place where it rests. Also, the other comparison, that the neshama gives chiyut, gives life to the guf, so too Hashem gives life to all the worlds. And we said, we learned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called nishmata de kol nishmatin, he's neshama of the world. Even that comparison, comparing Hashem vis-a-vis the world to the neshama vis-a-vis the guf, it's not a good comparison either. Haguf yesh lo metziyut bifnei atzmo. Page Kuf Kaftet. Kuf Kaftet. Haguf yesh lo metziyut bifnei atzmo. After all, the body, although the neshama gives life to the body, but still the body has an existence independent from the neshama. Ve'eno mitbatel mimetziyuto gam betzet haneshama mimenu. Yes, the goof won't have life when the neshama leaves it, but it's still there. The goof is still there. It still has some kind of yeshut. It has an existence even without the neshama. Aval ha'olamot kulam. But when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the worlds, kol ikar hitavut metziutam kol rega hu rak miito yitbarach shemo. The very existence of all the worlds and all that are in the worlds is only from Hashem Yitbarach. Ve'ilu haya mesalek retzono Yitbarach milehavot otam kol rega, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would chas v'shalom remove his will to maintain, to give an existence to everything, hayu le'ayin ve'efes mamash, everything would disappear into nothingness. So the comparison that we make that Hashem is the makom of the world, just like a makom upholds a chefetz, just like the neshama maintains the goof, is not really 100%, and far from it, of a comparison. Because the neshama, the goof, is not dependent on the neshama for its existence. It has an existence even without the neshama, albeit a lifeless existence, but it has an existence. The item which is on top of the makom has an existence without the makom. But the worlds and everything that's in it do not have any existence without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's this thing that we call him makom? V'rak mechamat she'en bekoach shum nivra, af elyon sheba elyonim, lehasig mahut ha'inyan. It's only because no creature in the world, as high as it can be, even a malach, nobody in the world is able to fathom the inyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What inyan? Ech kol ha'olamot v'chol tzeva'am hema be'etzem ayin. To understand and to fathom how everything in the world is really nothing. Ve'rak kol rega hema mithavim lemetziut mimenu yitbarach. Just every minute, it is supplied with life from Hashem that gives it existence. A human being is not able to fathom that. It's very hard for us to understand that. You mean to tell me that this is not here? It's only here because Retzono Yitbarach wants it to be here? It's very hard for a human being to really, really understand that. We believe that. We have psukim, we have ma'amarim, and we have masoret, and we have everything that point to it. And we can even explain it scientifically to a certain extent. Matter is not matter. Matter is energy. That's something that the science world has found out as recently as 100 years ago. That's Mipa'ame Mashiach, by the way. That's one of the signs that we're close to Mashiach. The world finally came to understanding she'en matter. There's no matter. Hakol energia. Everything is really energy. It just depends how the electrons are moving around. That's all. Oh, so we're getting there. So we're getting to the picture, to the idea that really there is nothing in the world. It's all energy. Now, who's the makor ha-energy? That's Aleph Lamed. Makor ha-energia. He's the source of energy. But still, it's very, very hard for a human being to be mesha'er, to imagine such a thing. So therefore, lezot bacharu lehamshileu yitbarach ulehasbir leozen shomad bekerev chachamim betevat makom. So chachamim gave us a little bit of a picture of something, a handle to hold on to. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makom. Baruch ha-makom, Baruch Hu. Hashem is the place of the world. Just like a makom is mekayem, the chefetz that's on top of it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is mekayem all the olamot. So it gives us a little bit of a picture. If you look in the Haggaha, v'derech drash nuchal leha'amis b'psukei Iyov, he puts this into the pasuk in Iyov. It's actually a pasuk that we are familiar with. V'achochma, we say it in the Hashkavot, v'achochma me'ayin timatze ve'eze mekom bina. So now, the literal translation of that pasuk is, v'achochma me'ayin timatze, where will chochma be found? Ve'eze mekom bina, where is the place of real understanding? Hu yada'et mekom, ha'elokim yada'et mekoma. Hashem knows, that's the end of the pasuk, Hashem knows where true chochma comes from. But the Nefesh HaChaim is explaining it based on what we just learned. Ve'achochma me'ayin timatze. She'achochma hagdola al kol chochma hamuseget mito yitbarach. The highest form of chochma that we can see from Hashem, hi ha'chochma hanifla'a, is the great wisdom she'me'ayin timatze kol rega metziut. That from nothingness, there is existence every minute. So he's explaining the pasuk, v'hachochma, what's the greatest chochma? That me'ayin, that from ayin, from nothing, timatze, yesh metziut. Ze'hachochma. That is the highest form of chokhmah that we can imagine. Ve'eze mekom bina, haynu she'en b'metziut eze sechel shenuchal lechanot shehasechel ahu hu makom mukhshar shetachul alav bina lehavin koach hanifla hazeh. Ve'eze mekom bina. We cannot imagine any type of bina in this world that will be able to fathom this fact of the world, that hachokhmah me'ayin timatzeh.
Difference between bina and chokhmah?
Over here, in the explanation that he's explaining on the pasuk, he's not really getting into the differences, the literal differences between chokhmah and bina. Although, if you want, chokhmah is overall knowledge. When a person, that's accumulation of information, that's called chokhmah. Bina is what you do with that knowledge, how you understand that knowledge in depth to create de'ah out of it. So there are three things: chokhmah, bina, v'da'at. But here he's just saying, "Chokhmah me'ayin timatzeh." Oh, that's such a chokhmah. Eze mekom bina. Where's the place that anybody can understand it? Ve'hu yada'it mekoma. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows it. Continuing on in the text of the Nefesh HaChaim, she'af shekach gazra chokhmato yitbarach. Liten metziut, not metziuto, I don't know if you have that. Liten metziut leolamo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was gozer, he decreed. We don't know why. People ask, why did Hashem create the world? We don't know. I mean, there are explanations. But ultimately, we don't understand the mind of Hashem. Hashem was gozer, chokhmato gazra, to give metziut to the worlds. Be'ofen sheyil'e kol sechel lehasig, in a way that any human mind will be tired, will be exhausted in its attempt to understand ech hi hamshachat hidhavutam mimenu yitbarach shemo kol rega. How is it that every minute there is metziut that's nimshach, that is drawn forth from Hashem every minute? The human mind will be exhausted to understand that. ויוכל להידמות בעיני בשר שהעולם הוא מציאות וקיום בפני עצמו חס ושלום. And at the same time, we have to know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving מציאות to the world every minute, and at the same time, it looks to us, בעיני בשר, it looks to us that the world has a מציאות and a קיום בפני עצמו, independent. It looks like it's running by itself. You're telling me that it's independent, that it's depending on the Ratzon of Hashem to give it life. Doesn't look like that. So because that's how it is, that it's very hard for a human being to understand that, he'iru chazal ene hasechel, chazal tried to illuminate the eyes of our mind, if at least our physical eyes are not able to understand it, but the eyes of our mind, behamshilam le'inyan makom, in their comparison of Hashem to a makom, shekmo she'akeli ha'omedet al eze makom, just like a vessel that stands on a place, hagam she'akeli hari yesh la be'emet metziut bifnei atzma. Even though we just said, in the case of the mashal, the kli has an existence independent from the makom, im kol ze, but still, im lo haya le'hakli makom she'ta'amod alav. If the kli would not have a place upon which to stand, hayta kelo haya, it would be like it doesn't exist. It would fall and break. Ken, so too, af sheha'olam kulo murgash ve'nidme kemetziut bifnei atzmo. Even though the world feels like it has an existence to itself, hu yitbarach shemo hu mekomo. No, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the place of the world. She'ilmale haya makom birtzono leitavut haolamot. If it wasn't for the will of Hashem to give existence to the worlds, alachat kama vechama shehayu kulam kelo hayu. Surely, the world would turn into nothingness. Just like the kli, if the place would not be there, the kli would be as if it doesn't exist. As if it doesn't exist. So too, the olamot, it looks like it has an existence unto itself. Without Retzono Yitbarach, hayu kelo hayu. In the Haggahah, he gives a little bit more understanding into the Mashal. Gam him shiluhu yidbarach bivchinat makom. Another comparison to makom, shekmo she'amakom al yado mitkayem makli. Af im eno shave be'erech im makli. It's a very important point. He says, a makom, a place, maintains the kli that's on top of it, even though the kli in value is nothing compared to the makom. Let's say a cup. You put it on top of a table. What's the makom of this cup right now? The table, right? The table is much more valuable than that cup that you put on top of the table, right? And yet, it is the table that gives, that upholds the existence of that cup. Vegam hamakom, af im al yado mitkayim. And another thing, another point. Af im al yado mitkayimim kama vekama kelim shonim ze mize. Sometimes you can have a makom, let's go back to that table, that has on it all types of kelim. Kelim that are very different from each other. Still, en gormim al yedei ze shum shinui b'makom. Does the fact that the kelim are all different, the variety, the diversity of the kelim, does that cause any difference to the makom which is holding up all those kelim? No, the table is still the same table. V'hamakom mekayem v'sovel kulam b'hashva'a achat. And the table is holding all of them equally. Even though it's a variety. Kach hu yitbarach shemo mekayem kol haolamot. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu upholds all the worlds. Af she'en, even though A, en erech klal beno yitbarach hu b'nehem, you cannot compare the value between Hashem to all that He is mekayem, to all the worlds. De af keter elyon ukama ihu legabed en sof. Even Keter Elyon, even the highest Sfira, Keter Elyon, is dark compared to En Sof Baruch Hu, compared to Hashem. Yet Hashem is Mekayem, the Sfirot. Yet Hashem is Mekayem, all the Olamot, Elyonim v'Tachtonim. Just like the Makom. Vegam, and also, Im ki nir'eh lanu shinuyim mishinuyim shonim mitzad ha-briyah, madregot shonot zo mezo. Even though we see in the world, from bottom to top, that there are all different types of nivraim, different levels of creatures, of creations. Ve'af ki, and even more so, nimtza'im gam kochot ha-tum'ah ve'asitra achra bechol madregotam. You even have very different powers in the world, such as good versus evil. Vehakiyum shel kulam hu rak mimenu yitbarach levad. But the maintenance, the sustenance, the existence of everything is only from Him yitbarach. Im kol zelet beshinui yitbarach shemo. There is no change that takes place in Hashem. Hashem is not affected by what He is upholding. De'ihu laishtane. He doesn't change, like it says in the pasuk in Malachi, Ani Hashem lo shaniti. Umitzido yitbarach hu mekayimam. Hashem is mekayim everything. Bedimayon makom, just like the makom. So the Nefesh HaChaim gave us a little bit, a deeper look into the comparison to makom. Again, we have to understand that no matter how much we will explain the similarities between Hashem and makom, they're very different. But Chazal helped us out to give us some kind of hasbarat ha'ozen to understand what Hashem is in relation to this world by terming Hashem makom in these ways that we just understood. And continuing in the text of the Nefesh HaChaim for a minute, Vezehu shekatuv b'sefer Yetzira. You know, we have Sefer Yetzira, very old Sefer, it might even be the oldest Sefer that we have, we're Meyaches Sefer Yetzirah to Avraham Avinu. So in Sefer HaYetzirah, where all the Yesodot of Kabbalah come from, over there it says in Perek Aleph Mishnachet, Eser Sefirot Belima, the Sefer Yetzirah calls the Eser Sefirot, Sefirot Blima. Now, Blima, in simply taken, is a word that is used to explain the universe. Tole, it's a pasuk. Tole eretz al belima. Belima means nothingness. You look, the planet Earth is suspended in the air, on nothingness. That's called tole eretz al belima. But the Sefer HaYetzirah explains the word belima milashon livlom, to close our mouth, not to talk. Right? Even the Gemara in Masechet Chulin also is doresh on this pasuk, tole eretz al belima. En haolam mitkayem el al mi shebolem atzmo, bolem piv b'shat meriva. One who knows how to be quiet in a time of a fight, the whole world is standing on him. Sheneemar tole eretz al belima. So the Sefer Yetzirah says, eser sefirot belima. Why are you calling the 10 sefirot of the world belima? Belom picha miledaber velibecha mileharher. Close your mouth from talking and even your mind from imagining. Which means we're not able to imagine the existence of the Sefirot, let alone how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them existence. Belom picha. Don't even try. Ve'imratz libecha shuv la'makom. Now watch, the Sefer Yetzirah says, but if your heart runs, meaning, but I want to understand. That's called your heart running. Ve'hachayot ratzov ashov. Okay? Ratzov Ashov means we're running, we want to understand, but then Shov, calm down, you can't understand everything. Shuv la'makom, go back to its place. But the Nefesh HaChaim is explaining, Shuv la'makom, go back to the Mashal of Makom. Yafeh me'od. Shelekach ne'emar Ratzov Ashov, says the Nefesh HaChaim, Amar la'makom daika. Why does the Sefer Yetzirah use the word Makom? Hainu, she'im yarutz machshevet lev ha'adam ha'muskal, ech nimshach hitavutam kol rega mimenu itbar shemo. If the mind of an intellectual is running means he seeks, a human being is a seeker. Even if you tell him he won't understand, he still wants to try to understand. Shuv lamakom, lehasig erech ha'muskal midimyon ha'murgash bivchinat makom. You can get a little picture from the comparison to what's called makom. Ve'ayin pirush Ramban al mishnah zo. So we'll have to stop here and we'll continue Bezrat Hashem next time. Rabbi Hananiah ben Akasha omer, atza kadosh baruch hu lezakot et Yisrael, lefichach yobah lahem Torah u'mitzvot sheneemar, Adonai chafetz emad tzidko, yagdil Torah v'yadir.